VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Give us a call and tell us how your sales are going at 888-723-4630.
Yes, and if you can't for some reason,
just tie your question onto it, type it onto a note, and tie it onto the duck's leg.
Just push the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player. And what you do is you automatically send us an email, and we'll do our best to read it over the air and answer it. As Keith in Portland, Oregon, and by the way, we'd love to do a listing dish today. We have a little bit of time. Call us at 888-RADIO-30 if you'd like a listing dish. Keith from Portland, Oregon, known on eBay as Davey Best Deals, says, will you be discussing eBay and PayPal no longer being the same entity?
Well, not really, no. I mean, I don't know what you mean by discuss.
Well, if the things are going to be different, we know a few things already, but we'll know more as, you know, it happens. But, for instance, like I believe sometime back in April, the article read something like eBay and PayPal still be joined at the hip after splitting.
Yes. Well, as two separate companies, but our agreement, I believe, which is, and don't quote me, this is why I don't want to discuss it because I'm not an expert, but I believe it's for 18 months. There's an exclusivity agreement that PayPal is still the number one offered payment system on eBay. I think if you're a seller, and I'm talking specifically about selling on eBay, you will see no difference. There will be no difference in how things work on eBay. After 18 months... who knows? Perhaps you'll be able to add other payment options if you want.
Well, there are other payment options.
No, but I'm talking about a wider array of payment options.
All right, I got it.
I also think that, and again, don't quote me, but I believe also that this it precludes eBay from building its own payment system, at least for a period of time. And given our history with that, I'm not so sure we would probably go there anyway if we could, but... Yeah, as a seller and buyer, you should see no difference.
I think it's,
as an investor, and I can't even talk about that at all, then you have to talk to your... You can go to the government relations or government... I mean, the eBay investor site on the About eBay link, or you can send your questions to their email address.
Oh, I just found a little quote.
Yes.
This came April. eBay has agreed to ensure that roughly 80% of gross merchandise sales on its online marketplace are routed through PayPal for the next 5 years, as they are today.
Oh, 5 years. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you'll see much difference.
No.
And if I had choices, I have to tell you quite honestly, I would still probably continue using PayPal because there's so much about it I like. They did make one change recently, which they didn't announce it, and I don't know why. But I remember a year ago, I could go back to the very... I could see all my history on PayPal back to 1998. When I started using it.
Really?
Yeah. And then that changed, and now it only goes back a few years. But I downloaded. I did a huge download of all that stuff, so I have a record of it.
I have to download it from my CPA every year anyway, so...
Yeah. So if you're not in the habit of doing it, you should go in and download, at tax time, the previous year's PayPal data. It can be very helpful. Now, what I used it for... was not just for sales, but for purchases, because I pay the California use tax, and I need to see what I bought from California. So I found if I downloaded all of my PayPal data, at least for the last year, you can then you open it in an Excel spreadsheet, and you can filter just the items that I bought and just those items that I bought from somebody in California, and then I could add that all up and figure out how much I owed in use tax.
Very good.
Yeah.
Edward in St. Petersburg, Florida, known on eBay as Sassy O. Hey, Edward, what's your question or comment?
I think I have the word of the day.
The word of the day, the secret void. He thinks he has it, Lee.
Okay.
Let's see if
we'll
he does.
Be the judge of that.
Okay, what do you think it is?
Octothorpe?
Yes.
Yes, that's it.
Yay.
Octothorpe. And that's, what does it mean? Do you know?
Another word of saying the hashtag symbol or pound sign?
Exactly.
Yes, that's exactly true. The
Octothorpe.
Right.
I'm going to have to use that one and sound really smart.
I thought it had something to do with the Octomom.
But it doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Very good. Well, Edward, do you know what you won?
Some kind of bag or something?
Yes.
Yes.
It's some kind of, boy, is it ever some kind of bag. And all you have to do to get this some kind of bag is email me with your shipping address. And it should not be a P.O. box we send by FedEx. And I will send that out to you ASAP. So just send your shipping address to griff@ebay.com.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Edward, what do you sell on eBay?
Sunglasses.
That's it?
All right, this is Sassy O. I know Sassy
O.
Yeah. We've had lots of emails together.
That's good. So you have a niche.
Yes. If I could say something, I subscribe to your newsletter, Lee, and it's been very helpful for me. I have. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's great. Yeah.
I give little tips. You know, I don't give
you
them
do,
over
actually,
the air.
Yeah.
I don't give those the tip. I should give the tip of the day out over the air.
Yeah, wait
the
a minute.
Tip that I do every. That I do
That's
every
a great
Tuesday,
idea.
I should give it out over the air also. So,
how do people subscribe to your newsletter? Because it's different than the eBay radio.
Just send email to lee@voicemarketing.com, I believe. Isn't that how you do it?
Yeah. I don't know. I get two copies of it, so I feel I'm special.
Oh, you get two copies?
Yeah, because you send it to griff@ebay.com and jgriffith@ebay.com.
Oh.
It goes the same address.
So. Oh, both of you get it.
Yeah, both of us get it.
Yeah, well, hello.
That's one way of putting it.
Yes. You have more than one.
Yeah, it's my evil twin.
Persona.
Jay Griffith.
Let's see if I've got this here. I think it's lee@voicemarketing.com. If you send that to me, and just in the subject line, Edward, if you would put...
Well, I guess that answers that question for you.
That ends for... Edward, yeah, it's lee@voicemarketing.com, and in the subject line, put add me to Lee's list, and that's how you do it. And I just send out a little, you know, reminder that we're on, and I have a little entrepreneurial tip at the beginning of it every week, so that's what happens. But hey, if you'd like to find the newsletter with the secret word and win something, click the group chat link on the player, sign in through community. Even if you're already signed into eBay, then scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and the big blue Archives on Demand buttons to the second discussion post. It has the word newsletter in its title, and there you'll find today's secret word. You'll also find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe to it and receive it twice a week right in your inbox. That's Griff's newsletter, and that's Griff and I have two different newsletters. Griff's is really important.
No, it's boring.
It's got
Yours
the
is
secret
exciting.
Word in it.
Yeah, but mine's boring.
No, it's not boring, it's just important. So you need to be getting that every week as well. Okay?
Okay.
Telephone number, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. A member of the Thrifting with the Boys Facebook group.
Yes.
Recently posted an item. I want you to... Can you go to an item number for me, Griff?
Of course I can. Are you kidding?
It's very interesting.
All righty.
Okay. It is 1216.
1216.
1557.
1557.
2060. Now, it's probably it's already sold.
Yeah, it's sold.
You should be able to find it.
It's a...
What did it sell for?
Hold on. It's still coming up. For some reason, it seems like everyone's going there. Now it's stuck.
Yes, it's everyone else's fault.
Always. It's called... Oh, what? Whoa. Nope. It's an Elsa Williams Crewel Embroidery Kit, Egret Flowering Tree Enchanted April Rare. So it's just a kit, you know, so you can
just
do some...
Just a kit.
It's just a regular kit. $4,250. Someone has no sense of value.
And she listed it as rare enchanted April egret in purple flowering tree, Crewel embroidery kit from the Heritage Collection.
At a starting price of $89.
And she says rare in it, you know.
Note to self. Lee, I got to end the show. I'm going over to Savers and looking for some cruel embroidery kits. I'll talk to you guys later. Lee, will you buy the shop? I'll be back. Bye.
Yes, it sold for $4,250.
The world's gone mad.
And Heather Chatterjee is the username, and she was top rated plus on this particular item.
Now she's top rated ecstatic.
No kidding. That was a good one. A member of the Thrifting with the Boys Facebook group posted that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
You know, Thrifting with the Boys, they're going to be at the event. They're going to be one of our presenters.
Oh, great. Hooray.
Two of our presenters. One of our presenters together. But this is wonderful. Rare Elsa Williams Cruel Embroidery Kit. And what happened was she purchased it at her local Goodwill on half-day off sale.
Oh, jeez.
For $1.50.
Yeah.
And in the last hour, with a total of 139 bids, the price went from $100.75 to $4,250. And best of all, Griff, are you ready for this?
No,
what you got. The winning bidder paid immediately.
Yeah, they wanted that thing.
What a day.
They made a decision. They said, look, do I want $4,200 or do I want that kit? That's how it works.
Congratulations.
This open phone segment was brought to you by a very poor host. No, WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Auction, fixed price, 7 days, or good till canceled? That's a lot to think about. Your listing strategies have a big impact on your sales and your monthly fees. Meet Coach Jack. Jack Darton is eBay's senior analyst for pricing. He'll check your account to see what changes might decrease your fees and increase your selling success. To have your account considered, send email with your seller ID and any pertinent details to Coach Jack at eBay.com. That's Coach Jack at eBay.com.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 319.
How to optimize your eBay listing keywords for search engines. John Lawson is CEO of Colderice Media and is known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller Shoestring King. His advice?
For eBay in general, use longer descriptions. I find people don't put a lot of descriptive text in, and it is something that is searchable to Google. I don't care if anybody ever reads it. Just having it there helps with your placement. You know, you want it to be readable. And these are some of the longer tail keywords that are less searched. Most searched in the title, next searched in the description.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. We're listening for your call at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And, of course, that's a toll-free number, so no cost
and
to you.
And we have lines open right now, so give us a call.
Not only are they open.
They're really open, baby.
They're, like, wide open.
Listen, I don't know if you read this story in the Wall Street Journal, because I know you read the Wall Street Journal every
day. Actually, sometimes I do.
It's interesting sometimes, yeah, but I read it online.
Yeah.
Well, according to a recent story in the Wall Street Journal, 15 companies are vying to supply the United States Postal Service with next-generation delivery vehicles. They could include drones and Humvees. The article said that USPS contract could be worth $5 billion over several years, adding that USPS wants a vehicle able to operate for 20 years and intends to buy 180,000 vehicles over 3 years.
Wow.
And early contenders suggest that the mail service is considering everything from drones to gasoline-powered vans to battery-powered vehicles for its fleet.
I think they should use reconditioned Army tanks. And
yeah, because that's all we need rolling through our towns right now.
Well, and then you reconfigure the turret and the gun, you know, the thing on top, so that it shoots the parcels in through a door or a window. So the guy doesn't have to leave. You know, he can go to any neighborhood and feel safe. And you just point that thing at the house and bang, it just shoots the package right into the person's arms or into their glass window or, you know, into the door or something.
Great idea, Greg.
I like that idea. I think I'm going to send that in.
Oh, listen, do you know there is a... the global ship. I know that you went to Kentucky and you went to the global
shipping place. I did.
Shipping
I took a
place,
big tour.
Right?
Yes, I did.
Well, there's a video posted at ebayinc.com.
Yeah.
And, of course, the global shipping program was created to simplify the process of selling internationally.
Oh, we love that
and
program.
And so there is a look inside the global shipping program. The video is at ebayinc.com. So if you're curious about how they'll handle your precious package, you can watch that video. But, Griff, you said it was fascinating the way they handle the package.
Oh, it was life-changing.
No. Tell us. So they look inside it carefully.
Yeah.
Inside the package.
Well, they have these special... First, they have these special trained reps who sit at these stations, and with a very special kind of box opener that leaves no scar. It's like, this is how people would spy on you if they were spying on your mail. They can open the box in such a way as to disturb nothing. They can open it just enough to look in and maybe move some packing stuff aside with their very delicately trained fingers to see what the item is, that it is what it says it is. And if it doesn't have any other problems, they just seal it up again and put it on its way. If the item does not have a country of manufacture and the person didn't select one from the list, they have to check to see if they can find the same method. They're looking in with a flashlight sometimes to see if they can find if there's a made in mark, like made in China or India or Vietnam or the U.S. And if they can't find one, then they'll note that on the package. If they do find one, they have to write it in. But that can delay the package up to several hours.
Well, they've seen a lot of growth, too.
Yes, they have.
The number of sellers using the program increased by 53% from 2013 to 2014.
Yeah.
The number of listings grew by 57%, and the number of orders increased by 125%. And now 26% of listings on eBay are available to international buyers, all 70 million of them,
via
the global shipping program.
Yeah.
Very important to be using that program.
It's ironic that you mentioned that needlework picture that sold for $4,200
plus. Uh-huh.
Because I was just in a discussion recently, an email, someone said, well, no one buys anything on eBay anymore for any money. It's all just cheap stuff now. And I said, oh, really? I'm going to send them this link.
Really?
Yeah. We sell really cheap embroidery kits.
Yes, that we bought for $1.50 thrifting.
Yeah, right.
I know. It's amazing. So you listed how many things this weekend? I'm embarrassed because I didn't, but how many did you list?
I listed a lot. I did a lot of shoes. I have a huge bin that's just filled with shoes I've been buying for the last year, and I haven't been listing them. So I listed, I can't remember the exact amount, but it was about almost 20 items, I think, 20 pairs
wow.
of shoes. And before that, the week before that, I had listed 15 or 20 shirts, and I've got another batch ready to go. So, yeah, I'm feeling into it. I can stand up now. I have my stool, but my leg problem is not giving me the, you know, I had no desire to go out in that garage.
No. It makes
for months. So.
When your back hurts or your knees hurt, it just takes everything out of you.
I know. Growing old is not for sissies.
No, it's not.
Someone should have written me a memo.
Yeah, I've decided to do it as gracefully as possible.
As gracefully?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, no facelifts, no cutting on me, no nothing. Just
you don't need them.
Well.
What, you're like 90 now and you look like you're 60.
Not 90.
I thought you were like 90 years old.
I look in the mirror and I see it almost every day. There's something different. And my mother would just freak out when she would see a wrinkle. She had a facelift on her when she was about 52. I've never had one. I'm not going to. You want people cutting on you? No
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I do, actually. I've got extra skin. Someone else can use it. This open phone segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com. We'll be back in our third hour at eBay Radio in a moment.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
June 16th through the 18th at Bally's Las Vegas. Let eBay and e-commerce gurus educate and inspire you. Tuesday is social selling day. You'll get cutting-edge info on marketing your business through Pinterest, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. On Wednesday and Thursday, our featured speakers will address every aspect of your business on eBay. eBay customer support reps will be there to review accounts live during the event. Learn from experts on store and listing design, branding and marketing, product sourcing, SEO, photography, and seller time management. Get one-on-one advice from eBay education specialists and certified eBay store designers in Mentors Corner. Enjoy face time with suppliers of eBay tools and services. Plus, there'll be plenty of time for networking and assorted festivities. June 16th through the 18th at Bally's Las Vegas. Register now for the eBay Radio Party and Conference at ervegas.com. That's ervegas.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.